Ginger is in studio. Get ready. Let's have James Atkins do his things here for Windows Wednesday.
Natalie and Rex help you find your forever pets. Now on Windows Wednesday.
Not Marianne, but Ginger. Natalie here.
Gilligan's Island. Yes, you got it.
Yeah. Ginger the kitty.
This is Ginger. I thought... Rex, you need a little bit of a break from the
Carson
chaos.
Last week was a little crazy.
He is still waiting for a home. Anybody?
Carson, okay,
yes.
He's full of energy.
He is full of energy, but I did bring Ginger. Ginger is about 2 years old. Yeah, Mia told me last week about everything.
Poor Mia. She's a little thing to begin with. Yeah. The dog warden, Hancock County, and Carson kind of drug her around.
And he probably weighs as much or probably. If not more than her. So I was like, you know what? Let's actually
have a nice little
kitty.
Gears.
Yes.
She's a little timid here.
She is. So yeah. Ginger, she was originally a stray, and someone was taking care of her at their house for about 6 months.
Okay.
And then, she wasn't her cat, so she said, it is time for her to find
a home
of her own.
Right.
So she did come to us, and she is looking for a family.
Mm-hmm. Love her color.
She's like a tabby tort.
Yeah.
So she has
golden
gray.
Tan kind of thing going on stripes.
She has some orange in her. So
yeah.
She's really, really pretty.
Oh yeah.
she's slinking
she wants
away.
To go.
Oh gosh.
It's okay. Oh,
there she goes.
Way to go, Natalie.
I know. I lost. You know what?
Ginger's
I needed
on the
some
loose.
Excitement, too. So she is about 2 years old. And if you are interested in Ginger, adopting Ginger, you can visit our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. I can hear some chaos.
Okay, I've lost her totally.
Go back there. And you're also more than welcome to stop at the shelter at 4550 Fossoria Avenue to visit with. To see and visit with some of the pets you might be interested in adopting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not interested in a cat, we do have plenty of dogs available for adoption, just like Carson. And Carson is young, so he is like
young and full of energy.
Yeah,
so.
Let's do
that could be your thing.
All the things. You know? Yeah. Yes.
So, we're good. All right. So we're getting through the cold weather now, and we're going to. Looks like warm next week.
Coming up. So that also can mean your pets want to roam.
Oh.
Especially if they're not spayed or neutered. They're going to go searching for companionship.
Okay.
So please keep an eye on them. Make sure that they are easily identifiable. Mm-hmm. So cats could have breakaway mm-hmm. collars. And then dogs should also have collars with their licenses on. If they do get out, it makes the reunification easier.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen, but it does.
Yes.
Very much so. All right. Any needs down at the Hancock Humane Society?
You know, some of our highest needs are paper towels because we wash our hands all the time.
Yeah.
Bleach because we do put it in our laundry. So that really does help disinfect, and some of the cleaning involves bleach. And always dog toys, cat toys, dog treats, and cat treats. Like, we go through all of that stuff very, very quickly.
What about peanut butter?
Yes, they do like peanut butter. You know what? Actually, today's Wednesday. Monday, I was searching for some to give a dog treats, to give him pictures and stuff. I'm like, where's all the peanut butter? So, yes, we
somebody
do.
Somebody ate it.
Yeah, we do need peanut butter.
Fabulous. All right, let's get Ginger, wherever, I don't know, we've lost Ginger here in the studio.
She's like looking up at you. She's like, She's like, hey, pal.
We'll put the video on our website here soon. Natalie, thanks for coming in. Hancock County Humane Society, Wet Nose Wednesday, all thanks to Legacy Country Corner.
Your country now, 100.5 WKXA.